السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حسنوا اموالکم بالزکاۃ وداووا مرضاکم بالصدقہ واستقبلوا امواج البلاء بالدعاء والتضرع او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and sisters who are listening over receivers and over the radio stations, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had great love for the ummah, and therefore he did not leave out anything that was of benefit to the ummah, but that he informed the ummah. And he did not leave out anything which would have caused any kind of harm to the ummah, but that he informed the ummah. So of the many, many nasihats that he has given, something that came to mind is that at present, everywhere around the globe we are complaining, or people are complaining, of different kinds of tests and trials that are coming, in the form of earthquakes, in the form of floods, in the form of gale force winds, in the form of wars. So many different tragedies are striking, disasters are striking. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave the ummah a prescription. Now we must not doubt this prescription of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we go to a physician, we go to a specialist, we go to a doctor, when he gives us a prescription, then we have some kind of aitimad, some kind of trust in that physician. Therefore, we take that prescription. Although we know that many people may have landed in the Qabristan with that same prescription. But yet, if that doctor says that this is the best for you, then we accept it. Whereas, he can make mistakes. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prescription, there can be no mistake, no error. There can be a weakness in our iman, or there could be some wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in delaying the effect of that prescription. But there can be no doubt that whatever he said, it is the truth. And all those people who have practiced on those prescriptions over the years, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused them to benefit. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Hassinu amwalakum bizzakah. How we build forts and fortresses, I'm giving an explanation of the Hadith Sharif in the short time that we have. How we build forts and fortresses. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, by the giving of your zakat, fortify your wealth. That means the protection of your wealth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, is in the giving of zakat. Now whether it makes sense to us or not, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you give zakat, then that is like building a fort around yourself, you're protecting your wealth. Although we are giving, but it becomes a means of protection. Now there is no doubt that it is perfectly permissible, it is jais, it is halal, it is not forbidden, to have security guards, to have alarm systems, to have all the other equipment that we have for the sake of protection of wealth. It's not haram, it's not forbidden. But of the many means of protection, this is a means which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that you give zakat. That will fortify your wealth, that will protect your wealth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting and somebody came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some people that were living on the coast, as we will say, but the waves of the ocean, in our times we'll say tsunami struck, or there was floods, ocean waters destroyed those homes and properties and buildings. So Nabi, they came and informed Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were people living, and that waters of the ocean or the waves destroyed their homes, their properties. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on that occasion said that the destruction of properties the destruction of wealth, the cause of whether it is on land or on sea, whether in the jungle or on the ocean, wherever it may be. He says the cause of that is the non-payment of zakat. Now that is one of the causes that he gave. We must understand all the ahadith in its proper perspectives. Sometimes we just take something from here and there and then we say, how can this make sense? So, na'uzu billah, we must not doubt what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying. He's giving us one of the causes. But the major cause, now that does not mean that every time that there is a loss of property, loss of wealth, or there's a burglary, or there's a hijacking and the car was stolen, then it is definitely that person did not give zakat. We must not come to that conclusion. It could be a test for that person. It could be a trial for that person. Allah Ta'ala wants to take away a little and give him something better in return. Or some big difficulty was coming upon him, Allah Ta'ala removed that by the loss of some property. So we must understand. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this is one of the causes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says that fortify your wealth, give your zakat. And unfortunately, the more the money the person has, the more he fears giving zakat. Or he does not calculate zakat properly. Many people are pious, righteous, but they don't calculate the zakat properly. And I have mentioned many times in my bayans that people change along the line. Lots of people change their lives along the line. They were not as pious as they were. They were not as pious 20 years ago as they are now, or 30 years ago. So the namaz became farz at that time when they became baligh, when they became mature in age. Namaz became farz. Zakat became farz upon them when they became baligh and mature in age. And if they had the nisab, if they had that much of money on which zakat becomes farz, so then it became a farz when they became of age. Now they only change their life after 20 years or 30 years or 15 years. So they start giving zakat from then onwards. But then what about those 15, 20 years that went by in which they gave no zakat for that jewelry that they had, the women folk, or for the Kruger rands that the person had accumulated and stored, or for the wealth which he had accumulated and stored? So what about the zakat for that? So if he's not going to give that, then he will suffer some losses. So we have to look at our lives, we have to introspect, we have to check where have we gone wrong. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that fortify it. Zakat is something that fortifies it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes upon himself then the protection of that wealth. And if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes upon himself the protection, then there is no one better a protector than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. But we must have that yaqeen, we must have that faith and trust in the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are authentic and reliable. We don't say that we just accept any hadith as hadith sharif. At present it is a time when we have abundant amount of literature. There's nothing but literature. Everywhere you go you'll find literature. And people are just picking up any hadith whether it's authentic or not, as long as they came across it in some kitab and they are publishing and printing. Now the people start spreading that, and many a times those ahadith which they are quoting, they are attributing a lie to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says such a person must make preparation for his place in Jahannam, fire of hell. The person who attributes a lie to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That means Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not say a certain thing, and the person says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said this. So a person has to have the knowledge also, and must make sure that the person when he is quoting, then he knows whether that hadith is authentic or not. If he does not know, then he must check. In everything else we say, we must check, we must verify. So this is something that is even more important, that we should verify whether it is an authentic hadith or not. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that fortify your wealth by the giving of zakat. So that's the first part of that hadith sharif. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects the person's wealth when he is going to give zakat. Now if we have to read the ahadith on zakat, and we have to read the ayat of the Quran sharif on zakat, then it definitely gives us a lot of encouragement looking at the rewards that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has promised on zakat. when we read those ahadith on the virtues, then it gives us a lot of encouragement. In fact, the person wants to give more than what is due as zakat. When the person reads the virtues of zakat, then he wants to give more. I mentioned the other day also that we look at that which is being given, that 2.5%, and of course different nisabs have got different zakat, but that 2.5% that is going on our cash, so then we say that so much has been given by me as zakat, whereas we are not looking at the 97.5%. And here I would like to just mention something and conclude for today. We'll continue inshallah with the next part tomorrow. That people are saying, especially in the times that we are living and in this country that we are living, where there's so much talk about racism and everything else, so there is a group that is advocating that zakat must be given to everybody, whether he is a Muslim or is not a Muslim. We must not act like racist. Zakat must be given to everybody, otherwise we are racist. Now that zakat, we are not understanding, that is the right that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to the poor and needy Muslims. And in that, Allah ta'ala does not say that that needy Muslim or that needy poor has to be a white or has to be an Indian or has to be a black. There's no racism. If he's a poor person, whether he's black or he's white or he's a brown, whatever color he may be, but if he is poor and he's needy and he's a Muslim, then that 2.5%, that zakat is for him. We must not feel ashamed to say that. We must not apologize. That is the teaching of Sharia, that is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we must say it openly and boldly. So then they say that this is racism, then we say it's not racism. Because Sharia does not say that you must only give that zakat and then go to sleep. The Sharia say that. That 2.5% that you gave, finish, your responsibility and obligation to society is over. There's still 97.5%. Now from there, give to the poor and needy, whether he's a Muslim, he's a non-Muslim, whether he's an atheist, whatever he may be. But if he is poor and is needy and he is struck with disaster or any other kind of poverty or anything else, then from that 97.5%, give to the poor and the needy. Who stops you? All these disasters that strike, we don't see there whether the person is a Muslim or a non-Muslim when we are giving aid, help and assistance. So Sharia, look at that. It is more than fair. To the non-Muslims, it says you got still 97.5% gift to them. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to give our zakat, to pray 5 times a day, to fast in this month of Ramadan, and to go for Hajj first. And the most important thing, to bring the spirit of all these ibadat into our lives. It is not just a mechanical thing. To get that spirit, you have to make a little bit of effort to bring that ikhlas and that ruh and soul. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this Mubarak month of Ramadan fill our hearts with the noor of iman and yaqeen, love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala give us the spirit and the soul of all these ibadat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la
ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil. Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghithin. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah. O my most compassionate, loving, caring Allah. O my most kind, most tolerant, most generous Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. We are grateful to you for having blessed us with this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we were not deserving of the rahmat and the barakat of this Mubarak month. You blessed us with life in this Mubarak month. It is your ihsan upon us. It is your favor upon us. Ya Allah, it is a clear indication that you wish to forgive us. You have given us the opportunities of turning towards you, of repenting, of making istighfar and tawbah from our sins. Ya Allah, this is your fazal. It is your ihsan. It is your kindness upon us. Give us the tawfiq to fast in this Mubarak month, to observe the etiquettes of fasting in this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to stay away from everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially when we are fasting in this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the anwarat and the barakat and with the tajalliyat and ruhaniyat and nuraniyat of this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how could you have been blind to our actions, our deeds? My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, don't make us of those who brag over their sins, who advertise their sins, who broadcast their sins. Ya Allah, make us of those who repent, who turn towards you. You dearly love those who turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, this part of the morning, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we have extended our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah,
We have extended our begging bowls before you. Human beings become angry if we have to keep on begging of them. Ya Allah, you become angry and annoyed if we don't beg of you. Your treasures are unlimited, my beloved Allah. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Wherever they may be, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us. Ya Allah, bless each and everyone with shifa. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor. Marizon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Allah, there is definitely effect in dua and dawa. But the cure lies in your hands. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have undergone operations. There are so many who will be going for operations. There are so many who have met up with accidents. There are so many who have met up with other disasters in their lives. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick also. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of envy, jealousy, arrogance. Oh, my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. Protect all our masajid, madaris, and all dini institutions. Oh, my beloved Allah, protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the conditions of famine, of drought, of AIDS, and all other kind of suffering that mankind is undergoing. Ya Allah, remove the pain and suffering and problems. Bless the entire mankind with Islam and with Iman. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Oh, my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. Then our businesses will not give us barakat. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our lives will become miserable, restless, full of anxieties, worries and problems. Oh, my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have to die one day. We have to leave this world one day. Ya Allah, let us live in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, gambling, fraud, or any kind of haram action. We don't know when death is going to come. Ya Allah, how can we be in haram places? Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. When the time of our death comes, my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Jumu'ah in a fasting state. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. My beloved Allah, bless us with burial in Baqi. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be the best day of our life. Let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our brothers and sisters with the goodness. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with all that goodness. Ya Allah, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, of the wishes, of the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand this part of the morning before you. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the pain, the suffering, the diseases, the hardship, the difficulties, the tests and trials, that each and every individual is undergoing who has raised his or her hand before you. With your ihsan, with your kindness, with your fazal, remove their pain, suffering, difficulties, hardships and problems. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.